We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss targeting and the holidays on TM Radio. All the targets know that once Thanksgiving rolls around, after that, you can expect the targeting to ramp up. And it has done so dramatically this year. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our latest newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. And this time of the year, we run a little in the red. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett and his 25-year battle with the government of Canada, go to bbsradio.com/herewestand. Targeted Justice is a very stellar organization. If you'd like to join, go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, to the very left, there is a drop-down menu. You will see Meet the Team and then Become a Member. Click or tick on that, and you will be on your way. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to access our show by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to your normal YouTube and in the search bar, type in Targeted Massachusetts, and you should see all of our videos. There is a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. For those of you who are interested in following this, the Schumann resonance was at 158 hertz. Friday, a month ago. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. Today, it is down from 34 to 11 hertz. Now I'd like to welcome my two guests, Papa and Nishe. Hi, guys.
Hey, Frank. Hi, Nishe.
What's happening?
Do we have Nishe on board?
Not yet. But that doesn't stop us. I figured at first we could start discussing how it impacts the target, and then we can move on from there. How does it affect you? And then I'll let you know how it affects me.
Are we talking the Schumann or the holidays?
The holidays.
Now, the holidays in itself, I think everyone agrees, can be quite stressful, but you add this dynamic to it, and I know you've been getting some feedback from people, as well as I have, you know, cell phone calls, text messages, whatnot. A lot of people feel that it's really, really kicked into overdrive, especially this year.
Yes, I agree. Marilyn has been getting hammered, and she is in a situation where she does not have internet access, I guess, until after the first of the year. The reasoning for that, I don't know, but it has something to do with the company, the cable company, I guess. But I get slaughtered myself. I've just gone through the all-night sleep battle with them. And it starts out, they're trying to keep me up. Then I say, the hell with it, I'm keeping you up. And then they get bullshit, and it escalates from there. And today I actually get into a screaming fit. But things are a lot more calm now. But I'd like to agree with you about Christmas and the holidays being stressful as it is. And then you enter alcohol into the situation and you become that much more vulnerable. Any comments on that? Have you had any experience?
No, you kind of put the two together there that don't help. You know, whether you celebrate the holiday or not, you're still exposed to it by everybody around you. You know, you can't drive anywhere if you live in a somewhat populated area. You can't go anywhere without feeling its impact. If you are like you and I, where we live in very urban areas, you know, that stress just bubbles over from every vehicle around you, every person around you, if you're even lucky enough to get outdoors. And then you add on, you know, the burps and the cranking that volume up real high. And I thought I was alone for a minute, you know, and then I find out that, you know, you and Marilyn and even Nache was feeling it pretty bad. I sure hope she joins us tonight. And then some other people, you know, their experiences. And it seemed like no matter what your targeting is, whether it's, you know, the street theater or it's electronic or both or anything, everybody got cranked up really, really hard this holiday season. And it seemed like New Year, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day were really, really bad.
Okay, yeah, I agree. And at the same time, just to add in a few things, which, you know, one of which you know about all too well, and you have couples split up just before the holidays. You have deaths in the family before the holidays. You have just the stress of going into the stores. I mean, you know, there's all these, you know, people trying to get the last minute bargains. And you have worries about your job. And then you start thinking about, oh, how am I going to pay this credit card down? Where's the money going to come from? And the perps do capitalize on these uncommon stressful events. And I know that before my family was splintered, you know, those are things that came to mind. But, you know, I just love the holidays, you know.
Yeah, I used to enjoy them. I used to enjoy them, and I don't anymore. And you just kind of nailed. You just, you know, I just made an X for everything you just said that is a factor in my life. Job, you know, bills, just down the line. And boy, just you hit every nail right on its head there, Frank. It seems to be that consistent pattern across the board. It's so much so that my oldest boy called up tonight in a rage at me over just something stupid that I didn't even do. And I just went, wow, you know, I hear these stories and I never thought I'd get to that point. But it makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder how far they'll go, you know, what they'll do to people. And I don't understand how they get to some of our closest family members, but they do. They manage to get inside their head somehow.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a part of this. Okay, you don't look the same. And you're not acting quite the same as you normally do. We'll say that, you know, when you meet up the next year and you picked up targeting in the middle somewhere, you don't act the same. You don't look the same. You don't look as confident, probably. You don't feel as confident, probably. Although you should, because you're fighting probably one of the biggest wars that this planet will ever see. And that is no bullshit. You're going to see this explode all over the world, just like an A-bomb. But I'd like to insert one thing that we haven't considered, and you can use it in your ammunition for the perps if they choose to retaliate at this high level. And that's, they might remember their mothers and fathers and having Christmas, and they might be a little down. Their family might have split up. And I'm not giving them any kind of, you know, TLC. It's not my, this is whenever it has anything to do with the perps, it's not my problem. This is what I say over and over again. Okay, so you had a life where you were shut in. Not my problem. You had a life where you were in jail for 20 years. Not my problem. You had a life where you were kicked around and you were shorter than everybody else. Not my problem. So none of the perps' problems are mine, although they've picked on me to be the, I don't know, the punching bag, if you will, for all of their problems. But my point is, they have emotions somewhere underneath all of that, and they are feeling the holidays too. Use that as ammunition. I'm not sticking up for them. What do you think?
No, I agree. They're, you know, I tell people sometimes when they get, you know, the woe is me factor, and I say, just remember, if you're fortunate enough to get in a car or have a car and can drive out, remember every house you drive by, no matter how good that house looks, there's some sort of bad thing inside of it. Everybody has problems. And I agree with you as much as I call that perp care. Those moments where you try and imagine what's going through the mind of that person that has become the evil that they are now. What evil thing are they running from? That can
exactly. They might be. Some of them might have been forced into this because they owe somebody some money, like big tickets, like $100,000, $200,000, and they have to
criminal
do
charges.
Yeah,
criminal charges.
You know,
yeah, oh yeah,
criminal charges. Right, to avoid criminal charges, to avoid deportation, like back to Mexico or back across to, you know, places like Iraq,
Saudi Arabia, yeah,
Arabia, Lebanon, the West Bank, you know, places like that. And we have imported, I think, like 250,000 just to an Indian reservation. That, and we took in 10,000 down south, I want to say, through Arkansas, Louisiana, or something like that. Louisiana makes more sense to me. And so we've been inundated with refugees. So underneath, when, you know, the ladies are going shopping, they've got in their head all of this stuff that's been going on in Europe. And now in Virginia, we've had people trying to take away our weapons. So if you add all this up and then add the perps to it and mix it up, it's not something you even want to smell. It's just terrible, you know? But I don't need to hug the floor. Go ahead.
No. It, you know, and as Marilyn has pointed out, you know, like where I live, we have a rather large African-American community, and I've noticed that a majority of my perps are from, you know, from that background. And so her and I always speak on her experiences and mine, and I think the justification, especially to come after someone like me, is almost from that reparation, that payback mentality. You know, here's a chance to pay back Whitey. Here's a chance to pay back somebody whose ancestors may have wronged all of my ancestors. And I think they're forgetting the fact that the minute you become the monster, you know, there's no justification for it. You can't justify doing that which was done to you. You can't do that in return. And right. Even some of your greatest leaders, I mean, Mandela forgave the people that put him in the prison. He got out, and he gave them all a pass, all of them. And he looked to everyone, not just the black citizens, but all citizens of his country, and said, we all have to forgive. We all have to move on. Now, I'm not talking about perp care here. I call it perp care. I'm not talking about that forgiveness. You will have to answer for your crimes. I'm not giving you a pass. I'll never give you that pass. I'll give you your due process. That I will give you. I will give you what you did not give to me. That way I can show you what you should have done when the master came calling and offered you limbs or some food or a pass on some drug charges or whatever charges or whatever things you were facing in your life.
Okay, we have to go to commercial. We will be back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss targeting and the holidays on TM Radio. For some, it is far from a holiday. And I'll join that club. And in view of the time element, I'm going to skip over everything. And except for the station ID here, if you'd like to get in touch with me, it's 1-508-857-8334. Now, you can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, and as I was saying, we have Papa here with us tonight. This is no fun. From Thanksgiving on, they start ramping up and ramping up until they are starting to inflict things that actually they don't even know they're inflicting. Because they get trashed on alcohol, drugs. I mean, they party hardy. And we pay for it. And in case you've just tuned in, we've come up with normal holiday stress, which are things like split ups just before the holidays, a death in the family just before the holidays, stress of just being in the stores, worries about your job, where's the money coming from or going to come from. Now, the perps capitalized on these uncommon stressful events, and Papa and I have been sharing many of these events in our own experiences. And go ahead, Papa. We still have not heard from Nashe. Go ahead.
Nope, I've got text out there to her, and I reminded Midge about the show, so hopefully Midge caught our text and jumps up here, because we always like to hear from her. This holiday was, we decided to take it mellow this year. The kids are all adults now, and we decided to go real mellow this year on the holiday, do a one gift exchange kind of thing. The kids were very happy about that. But, you know, you mentioned, relatives dying or in my case, I've got a mom in one ICU and one hospital on the West Coast, and I got a dad in another. And my father won't be making it out. He was a smoker, till the end. And so he's got to face the consequences for that action. It was a pretty stressful holiday, and they capitalized on that. And they pushed in every direction, every nail in the head, everything you've mentioned. And they pushed on all of those buttons, every single one that you've mentioned. Like I said, I made little marks here every time you mentioned something, and I've got 11 different things, and they hit every one of them. And I'm not alone. We're not alone. I'm sure enough people called or texted you or emailed you, Frank. And I had the exact same thing on my end where people were reaching out going, is it just me or is it ...
Yeah.
Agreed?
I agree. Yeah, 100%. And the women are more emotional, I think, than we are. And this hits them especially hard. Women that have been cast out in so many words, because they are a target. Back in the early days of the 13 colonies, we had Salem, Massachusetts, and there were the Salem witch trials. Well, you know, some of the women feel like they're witches because they're being cast out of their own families, their own circles of friends, their own lives. And that's why we had to let one TI go this past month. And that was Kim Straub. Once again. But I think it's harmful. It's toxic for women to be targeted. I know that guys don't like it. But women especially. And go ahead, Papa.
No, we have a commercial, so let's wait for the commercial.
Yep. All righty. We have a station ID. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep.
sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts, and welcome back. My name, in case you just tuned in, is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss targeting and the holidays on TM Radio. If you would like to call into the show live and ask a question, please do so at 800-313-9443. And this is roundtable night, so if anyone would like to join in, that is fine. We have room for two more. You can also listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, let's get back to our discussion here. And we've been discussing how targeting affects families and family gatherings. There are families who don't like to have their gatherings to begin with. And I've talked to a lot of them. And they go there because they're expected to. And all this stuff comes out from under the rug when they call me about targeting. You know, I'm not singling anybody out. But if you compound the family gathering where everyone is on edge and a little nervous anyway and fights break out, then you enter the targeting issue. And they might tend to want to single you out and say, "What's wrong with you?" You know, because as a target, you don't feel the same. You're not going to look the same. And I don't want to say this to shake you up. I want to say this to shape you up. And when you go to your family gathering, have a positive attitude and a smile on your face, and you'll do okay. But that's another area that is really sometimes very stressful. And we were talking about, before we went to commercial, about how this affects women, because women are severely targeted, and they are very super emotionally charged people, and that's why we love them so much. They're always, I mean, my daughters will always be my little girls when I get very, very old and very, very gray. But the perps capitalize on these uncommon stressful events. With each day, the level of targeting ramps up. And following that, paralleling that, emotional stress at the same time builds up. Okay, we have a caller, Papa Loci from North Carolina. Oh, wait a minute, Northern California. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I supposed to? Is this Frank Allen?
It certainly is. Go ahead.
I just talked to you a couple hours ago on the phone.
Oh yes, I recall.
So I'm that guy calling back, and I'm not sure how to handle this. What do you want me to do? Just introduce myself or say something? Or
Yes. What we're discussing is the way that targeting...
Oh, the way it affects family. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I come from a military family. I'm the oldest of six, and my own family didn't relate to me as a high level of... so smarts and autism that runs through my whole family. I'm not sure what to say now. I'd like to just kick back for a few minutes and listen to other people, and maybe I can, how do I get back in or say something in the conversation?
Well, you know what you can do? Papa,
is this just a comment line?
Yeah, well, you can listen and comment where you find an opening. Papa is up here in a second, and if you want, you and Papa can go back and forth. And many times
okay,
we
well,
have...
Let me explain. I've never done this before. I'm brand new. I'm autistic. And so it's like, wow, you know.
Okay,
so I will just fumble along as best I can, and if you want to give me some FYIs along the way, I'll take it in.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, Papa, what did you gather out of all this?
Yeah, no, let me just jump in by saying that to everyone out there listening, Midge Mathis wanted to say best wishes to everyone. She is tied up with something else at the moment and couldn't call in tonight. She would have loved to, but wanted to extend best wishes to everyone out there and knows exactly how we're feeling with the cranked up volume of the holiday season and the targeting. So she's definitely thinking of all of us, and, you know, send your best wishes back, best thoughts for her and hers. You and I were talking before the last break, how particularly hard it can be on the females during the holidays. And I've talked to a majority of my personal contacts are females. And some of which you and I share, Frank. You know, shout out to Marilyn, who they really, really cranked the volume up on. Nishay got hit pretty hard. I think that's probably why she may be MIA right now. She was wanting to come on, excited about it, but scared too. And that's really sad, because I think the times this outlet works, for lack of a better term, as a 12-step program, almost, without all the steps. So a place to kind of get together and share and talk and at least feel comfort with one another. I always use the freaks in the circus analogy. You know, there was all these years that I couldn't find anybody as disfigured or as mentally drawn down as myself. And then one day I found a bunch of freaks in the circus just like me. And there's a lot of comfort in that. And I just feel really bad for those that want to be on tonight, especially for this topic, because so many people have reached out to me in recent days and, again, have said, is it just me or is it? You know, and I said dot, 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 meaning, you know, they had all their different stories, but they were all the same. It was no matter what your targeting is, no matter what they're hitting you with, whether it be the street theater, whether it be the electronic targeting and all that that entails, everybody had noticed that all of their symptoms, as the doctors would like to call it, as the perps would like to call it, everybody's was cranked up into overdrive. The volumes were at 11 to, quote, Spinal Tap. You know, my amplifiers go to 10. No, mine go to 11. So, and it was bad. It was really bad. They hit every possible thing that would make anybody feel bad during normal holiday stuff. Illness, death in family. They just hit every one of those buttons. Financials, the mobbing in public. And I had someone say to me, you know, well, it's the holidays. There's a lot of people out. And I go, of course, there's a lot of people out. And I'm also 50 years old, and I do remember many decades where I didn't see the things I saw, where those things didn't exist. And now that, you know, the curtain's been pulled back and I know who stands behind the curtain, I see that way too much. It's not normal. These things are not normal. So I'll open the floor back up.
I agree. What you have to do.
Go ahead. Do I butt in, or how can I get into the conversation?
You just did.
I just want to ask you. You guys have like customs or manners or things that you follow, bylaws. How do you talk about the things that have been going on that have been dealt to you? You know, how do you refer to them? I go specific, and I'll lay it right out there. But I don't want to. Like I said, I'm autistic, and people have never been my thing, really. I do my best to not be a bull in a china shop, but essentially that's what my mother designated me as, and it's not.
Let me
you
ask
know,
you
whatever.
Not to jump ahead of you, Frank, but specifically, what is your targeting consist of? Is it electronic, voice to skull? Do you notice street theater, any of that? What is your targeting in particular?
Well, I was thinking about that while I was listening. I think I've just experienced, over the past several years, I've been looking at videos and stuff, and I've been going, oh, yeah, it's kind of like that. But it's very serious business. It's been going on for a long time in my life. I think it's maybe only targeted individuals around that are still around that would be as tough as me, kind of. But the thing is, there's an old saying. It says, there are old pilots and there are bold pilots. There aren't so many old bold pilots. But if you know, if you take B off of bold, you have old, right? So I don't know what that means. But the thing is, I experienced just about all of it. Electronic, you run the name and gamut of everything that I've looked at on like YouTube, for instance, and just on my phone doing research. MK Ultra is a good place to start, but I don't, it's like the IQ's there, the susceptibility to suggestion, you know, I forget what's called, the DDs, dissociative identities, multiple personalities, hypnosis, the whole thing is there all through my life. I can go back my whole life, way back to being almost a child. I can see the patterns all the way through. I can see what was done to me, one thing after another. You used to talk about people being overprotected. I could never understand what that meant. I'd be around people in my class all through high school and on up into my adulthood, and they'd be talking. I couldn't make any sense out of it. I couldn't be around people except to just hang out. And when I was a desk clerk, I was one of the top desk clerks, but I'd come down and sit in the second chair and watch it stare at the television, which I couldn't make sense out of, and just hang out to be around other beings because I couldn't relate to the people around me. Now, I talk well now.
We have other guests. Nashe has just made an appearance. If you can hear me, Nashe, go ahead.
Hello. Hi, guys. I'm driving right now, so I apologize about all the extra feedback. But hello, South Dakota, T.I., Nishay. Hi, guys.
Hi, Nishay.
Hi. Sorry to miss you.
I'm glad you made it. We were getting worried about you, and we really wanted a female's perspective on the holiday extensive volumes up targeting. And you and I had talked privately that, yeah, they really cranked it up on both of us because you and I share some of the same symptoms, so to speak.
This is Loki. I just want to address this new purple and introduce myself and say, you know, as a female, which is, I was going to wish you a happy holiday because, like you were saying, that the holiday is so bad. Maybe somebody needs to say happy holiday, you know, instead of the counter some of it.
Exactly. The positive attitude works. So how did the perps affect your holiday, Nishay?
Well, I didn't really put myself in a lot of situations to where I'd be affected by a lot of, you know, people or, like, the street theaters. The street theater is kind of one of the major things that I see in my community. Wherever I go, it's the gaslighting, the flashing lights. I drive a lot often, but the white vehicles, like, that's the crazy, that's the, like, main consistent part of, you know, just a mind crap more so. I try to, like, what he was just saying, like, just saying happy holidays and being positive, because I have a very positive personality the way things are. I mean, I try to anyway, and I know that they mimic what we do and, you know, use reflection or mirroring what we do. So if I just keep being positive, maybe they will reflect that back at me. But the roundabout talking of what I just did when I just go into the gas station, they already know it. They mentioned something I just talked about on the phone with, like, a professor, and nobody would know that, but then somebody in front of me is saying something about cooking ducks, and we were just talking about ducks and what we're cooking for dinner. It's just crazy, but...
Burning the macaroni and
food. Burning the macaroni and food. Yeah. That example, awesome. Yeah, it's crazy.
Just here, Nishay, real quick, and I wanted to share this with everybody because in where I live, no matter where I go, whatever store I go into shop, I get this attitude that you know they know and they treat you badly. And my wife and I, 2 days before Christmas Eve, went about an hour south of here, out in the boondocks, to visit some friends that we hadn't seen in many years. And when we left their house the next day, we made a wrong turn and ended up in a little hick town that we shouldn't have been in, and it wouldn't have been a part of our route. Now, it was kind of a roundabout way to get back to where we needed to be, to our hometown. And we had stopped for a couple of things, a Piggly Wiggly and a dollar kind of store to get a couple things. And I had forgotten what it was like to talk to people that had no preconceived notion as to who I was. I had congeniality, warmth, that feeling of going to a store I've never been into, the people that don't know, people that aren't playing the game. And I hadn't seen it in so long, and I remember being really in a good mood about driving through the country and not seeing a lot of the stuff that I normally see, and then to end up in this town that we never should have went through, and then to stop and need to get a couple of things to finish our drive home. We had a warmth. We actually had people that were in the town that had no clue how they ended up in this state and exchanged numbers. Of course, we haven't heard from them since, and they've ghosted us. But what I'm saying is that we were in a town that we shouldn't have been in, but it was a mistake turn, and stopped at two stores with people that had no preconceived idea of us, of me. They weren't a part of it because I should have never been there. And it was something that I hadn't felt in a long time. So it's kind of a positive. It's a positive and a negative. It makes you feel good to remind you that that's how the world is. People generally are nice to you when they don't know you and they don't know anything that's been lied about you. At the same time, it reminds you of the world you do live in day after day, minute by minute. hour by hour. I don't want to bring anybody down with that, but I just want to say that there is hope that they haven't told everybody about us, or whatever they do to make people not like us. Or
we need to find a key that's off the grid.
This is Loki. Can I comment?
Sure.
Okay, here's the thing. I've got a couple of things here to say real as quick as I can. This idea of going to a different place, I've been recognized everywhere I've gone by people I've never seen before in my life. This has been going on. I can remember back when I was in college in the 60s when I was in around the Fillmore Auditorium and places like that. And I go places and people walking down the street toward me and they look at me. You know, like when somebody looks at you and they recognize you and they start backing up between them commenting. I mean, this has been following me around for years, okay? So I don't know how it is. Maybe I'm a special case. There were some other things I want to say, but I'm in a place where we've had fire after fire after and blackout after blackout after. And what happened was, it's a long example, I tell you, but I'm up against something which involves a serious business on serious levels where I can tell you specifically what's being done. Stealing from me, getting into my apartment, messing my stuff. My doctor's written some stuff and signed off in a letter that says he has seen evidence that I've been drugged and assaulted. My vehicles have been disabled, both of them, and they've been disabled. you know, brand new parts to go, like your brake pads go down to zero in 6 months when the rest of them don't go down. 6/10 of a millimeter, it goes 6 full millimeters. I mean,
Just with that handful, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just going to let you know that I would bet everything that you've got probably 1,000 times that many things happening. Just so you know, we all do. Every one of those things. Go ahead, Nishay.
I travel often too, and you're right. I get the same thing. It doesn't matter. I change my course. I miss my flight. I'll go to a gas station. I don't mean to by accident, and they'll be saying something that I just talked about as well. Like, it's like they all know me. Like, so that is refreshing going to a small town like you did. I get the same thing too wherever I go. So
I think down in your area,
it's crazy.
I can go across town, and where I came from, when I get to another place, people will start dropping hints that indicate very clearly that they know exactly what happened the last place I was.
Well, if they know where you're going, if you somehow state your route...
No, nobody knows where I'm going, because I just drive around doing it, go this, that. I'm freeform, okay? And wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, they may be tracking, if they're reading my brain, which I seem to be able to do, and I'll tell you something else. As far as voice to skull, you can do this mechanically. You can get a transponder, a small transponder from a company. I can tell you the name of them, and you can go online and find one for a couple of bucks, and you can put it down, and what it does, it's a two bone. And what it is, it puts out a thing that registers in your bones, and then you hear in your skull, whatever they're playing, music or whatever, and it could be put within 10 feet of you in your house, in my apartment, and I found a transponder sheet on the floor of my bedroom that doesn't belong here anywhere. So I don't know, maybe I have a transponder out here that they put in here to make sure it gets through, you know? But
that's
a lot of stuff is coming across like a PSI, you know, psychedelic, I mean, ESP, extrasensory perception, like I'm hearing people who can talk to somebody else, like telepathy and stuff. You know, I grew up with that stuff.
Okay, to hear from Nishay a little bit, because we only have like 2.5 minutes left.
Nishay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's crazy that you mentioned you going to a small town. I decided I'd get a hold of one of my old girlfriends that I met when I was doing time in the prison here in South Dakota. And I was like, they're going to try to isolate me. I'm going to get one of my friends, you know, and she's one of the last ones I kind of thought that isn't turned or, you know, like hasn't really been... I don't know.
Are you Lakota Sioux?
Lakota Sioux? No. But there's a lot of Lakota here.
Your voice sounds like
The town's here in the shade. If you look like on, I know Dakota. I'm a retired truck driver, so I know this country. But like, there's you'll go 10 minutes and you're in another little podunk town that will have kind of the same similar shops, a Piggly Wiggly and a this.
Yeah.
So there was no way anybody could have known we were ever going to land in that town. And let me use the town that I live in for example. It's a fairly good-sized town. It's Clarksville, Tennessee. You look it up. So the Publix, when I first moved here, the Publix Shopping Center, the Taco Bell, the this, the that, none of those, and every one of those people treated me with just, you know, they treated me good. And within a matter of time, very quickly, all of that changed. And I would go in and I would get that look. And people weren't smiling anymore. And they weren't greeting me. And they weren't treating me with love. And I've always been the popular guy. I'm not being egotistical or narcissistic. I just am who I am.
Right.
I'm friendly. I give everybody, right out of the gate, I give everybody kindness because that's what people deserve to start with. Then you work your way backwards or you build on the positive. And so here I am in a little podunk town. They all look alike down here. They're every 15 feet, it seems. And I end up in it, and I go into a store randomly because I needed a personal item, and they didn't have it in the car. My wife says, stop there. And we turn in, and we go in, and I ask a question, and 10 people in the store want to help me, customers included. And that niceness that I once remembered had returned. And, you know, and then I went across the street to the store that they thought might have what I was looking for, and that same response, that same reaction. And sure enough, within minutes, cars were whipping in and people were coming in with that look. So that hope is out there.
Okay,
it's still out there.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.